Hi everyone, I'm Athena, and today I am joined by Riley and Kylie for a new episode of Intern Insights, a special segment we are starting on Hey You. Our goal for these episodes is to share student perspectives on various career-related topics, usually with a fun theme or twist.
Today we will be talking about Halloween. In every job, internship, or even interview, there's bound to be at least one scary thing to happen that makes for a great story.
We gathered listener stories from Instagram as well as staff around the U Career Success Office to share today. Also, we will discuss and debate the best Halloween candy based on an office poll. This is Hey You.
Once again, all of these stories come from audience submissions or staff here in the office. To kick off the spooky stories, we have a couple that are focused on seemingly supernatural things happening around the workplace. So, this one goes. I was working at an old bakery in Austin that had a giant bread oven in the very back corner of the kitchen. I worked at the overnight shift, which meant I was alone most nights, decorating cakes or baking bread. No one worked with me, and it would get a little spooky, especially around 2 or 3 a.m. One night, I was listening to a scary podcast when the timer for the oven went off. It scared me half to death, but I composed myself and scooted over to the back corner of the kitchen to take my bread out of the oven. There was a glass window in the oven door, and as soon as I went to pull the door open, I saw a person in the reflection behind me. I quickly turned around, and there was no one there. I yelled to see if anyone would answer. No one did. When the morning bakers came in that day, I told one of them about what had happened, and she said she had seen something similar in the back corner of the kitchen by the bread oven. She chalked it up to being tired and forgot about it. I never saw anything else, but I am convinced that what I saw that night was a ghost.
That's scary.
That's so crazy. Honestly, I would freak out. There's no way I would ever go back to work again. Would you guys go back to work again after that?
I would have ran out of there immediately. And also, I think it's even more, like, proven that it's a ghost because two people have seen it. It'd be different if just one person, but two?
Yeah, I'd probably refuse to work at 2 or 3 a.m. Probably ask to switch shifts or have someone work with me. That'd be very scary, especially being all alone. What if it's not a ghost? What if it's a stalker?
Yeah, but like she looked back and it was gone. So
stalkers can be pretty quick. Like, what if it's someone stalking the office workers and they're, you know, going to make their pounce?
You got me looking over my shoulder, Athena. Enough of that.
Do you guys believe in ghosts?
After that story, yeah.
I would say yes. I feel like there's got to be something else out there, you know? Our next story is also a little bit on the more supernatural side. Years ago, when I worked as a receptionist at a warehouse building, I was the only person in the whole building who had to dress up. I often greeted VIPs in the front office, so I always dressed up nice. Dress, suit, and heels kind of outfit. One day, as I was leaving, the evening janitor was starting, and he asked me why I was here so late the night before. I told him I wasn't. I had left at 5, like always. He asked, "Then who did I hear walking in heels across the warehouse floor at 10 p.m.? We checked the cameras and saw no one. And we never found out who that was that night.
That is also scary. I would feel very bad if I was the janitor.
Yeah, that poor janitor.
Yeah, he's just like having to work where there's ghosts.
It confirms the ghost theory.
Maybe it's the receptionist, like the old one, who
she came back
walking around. Would you guys rather hear a ghost or see a ghost?
I would say hear a ghost because I could convince myself that it wasn't a ghost.
That's true.
Like, I can pretend that it's something else.
I feel like I'd more easily be able to do that with a noise. I'd be able to dismiss a noise, like, oh, it's just a creak.
Yeah. You see a ghost, you cannot get
rid
of that.
But then I feel like, true.
But if you see a ghost and it obviously lets you live and doesn't do anything, then it's just like, oh.
Makes for a cool story.
Yeah, I'm living amongst, maybe I can see dead people vibes, you know?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay, so a little less spooky. But one of my biggest interview fears is a wardrobe malfunction. And some of our listeners also agreed. And so a few of them submitted their own interview horror stories that include kind of a spooky little wardrobe malfunction. So I will kick it off with the first one. Our listener said, I once went in for an interview for a position that I really, really wanted. It was basically a dream job situation, and I was super excited. I planned my outfit out meticulously the night before so that everything would be perfect. I got to the interview and met with several executive-level staff members and noticed several people looking at me throughout the process, giving me really, really odd looks. I tried to shake it off and attribute it to nerves, but when I got home, I walked past my mirror and to my absolute horror, discovered that there was a massive rip in the back of my slacks that I had worn to the interview. Let's just say it was really, really bad. I never heard back about that job opportunity, and I had to put those slacks in the grave. So guys, how do you feel about that story? Like, what would you do if that happened to you?
I would never show my face ever again at that interview place. That is mortifying. That poor girl.
Terrifying.
I would be so sad if I didn't get a job just because of pants. I guess she doesn't, or he or she doesn't know that it was because of the pants. But if it was, or if you thought, like if you had the idea in your head that you missed out on your dream job because of your pants, like shouldn't they be able to look past that?
Would you want someone to tell you? Be like, by the way, there's a big rip in your pants, or would you expect no one to tell you?
I would like it if someone told me, but I also wouldn't expect anyone to tell me. Like, I feel like I wouldn't think that anyone would go out of their way to tell me. Because what are you gonna do in that situation? Unless you're in BCS and you have access to the career closet. But other than that, what would you do? You have no spare pants.
Yeah, just cover it up with like,
hopefully you have a sweater.
Yeah, if you have a sweater. Or like, also I don't understand how people would have noticed, because if you're sitting down, it's also the back. Like, how did anyone even notice that anyway?
I would have told someone.
Maybe no one noticed. Maybe it was just them that noticed when they got back home.
But they got the weird looks. Maybe the weird looks were from something else.
I hope not.
Also, how big is this rip? How do you not notice? I think I would notice even a small rip.
Stress of an interview. They weren't
maybe
thinking about anything. Yeah.
Get bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm happy they're in the grave now. They've moved on to a better life, a better place.
Yeah.
This wardrobe malfunction story is a little more gory. This one involves a broken nail. It goes, as an undergrad, I went to an on-campus interview for a fellowship, and right before the interview, I apparently broke my nail, and it was bleeding all over the place, and there was blood all over my shirt. So I had a very spooky interview. So basically, lots of blood everywhere.
Not fun.
Gory.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about blood?
Not great. What would you guys do if you were the interviewer? Like, would you ask your interviewee what happened, or would you just pretend not to notice that there was blood all over their shirt?
Oh, I would ask for sure. I'd be like, what happened? Because what if it was like something crazy happened and you're like, well, you're definitely not getting the interview, definitely not getting the job if you like murdered someone just before this, you know?
That is not fair. Where my mind went. I would say like, oh, you need help. Not like, oh, you're not getting the job because you murdered someone. But like, oh, do you need assistance? Do you want to go clean up for a second? Do you want to...
Band-aid,
yeah. Like,
I wonder how long it would have, like, it took them to notice that there was blood all over their shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, was it a pants situation where they noticed when they got home? Or did they notice as it was going on?
Yeah.
Well, in the story, it's written, apparently, ? As if they don't know for sure if that's how it really happened. So where did this blood come from, actually? Was it a broken nail? They're trying to cover their tracks.
But I do think I prefer blood on my shirt versus a rip in the back of my pants at an interview.
Depending on the color shirt.
Maybe the blood could be a conversation starter.
That's true. An icebreaker, even.
You would stick out, I guess.
Yeah. Who's gonna forget the girl with the blood on their shirt or the guy?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just do that on purpose now.
Interview hack. No. Interview tip, everyone. Don't take that as advice. That's not.
So I actually have a mortifying, horrifying interview story. Here it goes.
And this is your own.
My own. This was my third round interview for an internship I had been dying to get. The company had sent me a Zoom link the week before, so I made sure to save it on everything. I had began prepping and stressing over it all week. By the time the interview rolled around, I thought my heart was going to pound out of my chest. I joined the interview room. Why is there another person in here? I thought this was a one-on-one. I immediately started to panic. Then somebody else joined. He appeared to be the interviewer. He addressed the other person in the room, but not me. Is this a test? Do I say something? They started asking questions about abstract data and coding algorithms. There is nothing scarier to a marketing major than questions about coding and data. Oh my gosh, I thought. I don't know what any of these mean. What am I gonna do when they start asking me these questions? I couldn't help it. My eyes immediately flooded with tears. I emailed the lady who sent me the link, and I told her that I'm gonna have to leave the interview because I know absolutely nothing about this. She responded immediately and asked what I was talking about. I told her everything about the interview I was in, and she was mortified, and it seemed like a mystery on how I ended up with this link. She told me I was sitting in on an engineering interview. Luckily, they were able to reschedule me, and all was well, but I will never forget the terror I was feeling sitting in on this interview.
Wow.
That is truly mortifying. Thank you for sharing that. That is scary. I don't know what I would do.
I even recorded it because I could not believe it. It was super scary.
But did you get the position?
I did get the position.
See, then it all worked out.
But was it a they felt bad for me situation?
Maybe. Hey, that works.
They felt bad for putting you through that traumatic experience.
Super traumatic. Now every time I join a link for a job interview, I'm like, is this the right one? I gotta double check.
That's so scary. Like, I would have no idea. You would just immediately start thinking, well, I'm not getting this job.
Exactly. And I really wanted the job. And I was just like, well, there goes that. I don't know anything about algorithms and abstract data.
That was all great. Thank you, everyone, for submitting your stories. And thank you, Kylie, for sharing your personal story with us. So now we went over the tricks of Halloween. Let's talk about the treats. So one of everybody's favorite parts of Halloween is the candy, of course. So we took a office poll to see where each candy kind of ranks in popularity. And we're going to go over those right now. So what it looks like is peanut butter cups, Reese's, peanut butter cups, Reese's or Reese's?
Reese's. You got to be over the age of 40 if you say Reese's.
What do you say, Riley?
Whatever Kylie says goes. She's right. I'll take that response.
Reese's, right?
Reese's. Yes. Reese's. Yeah, it's definitely Reese's.
Reese's is crazy.
Wait, I don't know. Now I'm confused.
It's Reese's.
It's very like caramel.
Reese's peanut butter cups. I'm trying to be really careful with how I say it because I don't want to get bullied. But they are definitely high on the leaderboard, most loved for sure, Halloween candy that you would find in your bag.
That was my vote. That was definitely my vote.
Yeah, they're definitely amazing. Like, I would be extremely happy finding just a bunch of peanut butter cups in my Halloween bag.
Especially the shapes. The shapes of the those ones are, yeah, the pumpkin ones are even better than the regular ones.
I do think Reese's is kind of an all-year candy. Like, I feel like there's exclusive Christmas candies, Halloween candies, but Reese's is strong through every year, every season.
It's always Reese's season.
MVP. Oh,
that's a good slogan.
Like, for they should put me on their marketing team. Hey, you guys, I graduate in spring, so hit me up.
And then number two, right below them, but not anywhere near them on the leaderboard, is Kit Kat. Ooh. I do love a good Kit Kat. I love the crunch and the thin chocolate. Love the wafer. It's a great, especially the king size ones that you would get in Halloween bags.
So good.
The house was generous. Very good.
Have you guys seen the video of that? I don't remember what Kardashian. Courtney, she ate the Kit Kat.
Like a specific way.
Have you guys ever tried that?
No, I don't have the patience. Like, I feel like if I'm going to eat a Kit Kat, I want to just eat it.
Agreed.
But maybe that's on our Halloween bucket list. Maybe we try that.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to.
As a team.
Because Kit Kats are already great. I'm not sure you can make them better.
Yeah.
I do think Reese's and Kit Kats are an expected one and two.
Next, right below them, is Milk Duds.
I've never had those.
You've never had a Milk Dud?
No. So I can't speak on this topic.
You're not missing anything. I mean, it's just caramel and chocolate and it sticks in your teeth for days. Like you have leftovers for the next week after you...
Then you need to brush your teeth better.
You have to work to chew a Milk Dud. Like, I think I eat one and my jaw is immediately sore. This is a surprising number three, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this.
Like, where's the Twixes? Where's the Sour Patch? The M&Ms? Milk Duds? Really?
Well, let me clarify. I could only put, like, 8 on the poll, and then I had to put other, and then have people clarify in the comments what the other was. But Milky Way... Or not Milky Way. Milk Duds. I like Milk Duds. Milk Duds are yum. I don't eat them not on Halloween, though. That was usually like a Halloween candy.
Right. I'll save my Milk Duds for you this year.
Minky, are you going trick-or-treating?
Maybe. Haven't decided yet.
Then, Athena, what's your favorite Halloween candy then?
Oh, my favorite Halloween candy, which was on here and it only got voted by me, was Kisses. Hershey's Kisses.
That's random.
That's a Christmas candy.
They have Christmas variants and they do the wrappers, like the jingle bells for Christmas, but like Kisses exist obviously all year as well. But I guess the Kisses don't come in like packs. So the only time you would get Kisses is if someone grabbed a bunch and that would make it less popular.
I think going through my Halloween candy bag, if I saw Kisses, I'd be a little disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like I would neutral. Like, I'd be like, oh, cool. Like, I like them. But when I think of Halloween candy specifically, I don't think, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get Kisses in my Halloween candy.
What are your guys' thoughts on candy corn?
Oh, controversial. I don't think I've had it since I was a little kid. I don't even remember what it tastes like. Why do you like it?
Only have a couple of them because they're definitely just sugar hardened.
I agree. I mess with candy corn, but only like 5 at a time. And I can only eat them Halloween. That's a Halloween candy for sure.
Also on this, they got a couple votes, were Twizzlers, Red Vines, but that also plays and takes into question, Twizzlers or Red Vines?
I don't eat either.
Red Vines. Twizzlers are whack.
Yeah. Red Vine for sure.
Red Vines are way better. I think Twizzlers taste like wax.
They are wax.
Someone else was saying that yesterday when we were talking about them.
Yeah, that's because that's what the texture is.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. Okay, Laffy Taffy got a vote. I always see Laffy Taffy. That was my least favorite. Anytime I got Laffy Taffy, throw. Dump.
I only like Laffy Taffy for the jokes on the wrapper.
Oh, totally.
Trade candy.
Yeah. And then Milky Way also got one. But surprisingly, Milky Way got one. Snickers got 0. I thought they're basically like the same.
They're definitely way different, but like I'm surprised that Snickers didn't get one, but Milky Way did.
Yeah, I agree. I thought
I like both, but I thought that Snickers were more popular.
I'm surprised Twix isn't even on this list. Twix is the most superior chocolate bar on Halloween.
The one that got 0, which I also think is my least favorite as well, like least favorite chocolate-esque thing, Whoppers.
Ooh, yuck.
I've actually never had those either.
You're not missing.
Clearly, I just stick to what I know. I'm like kind of lame, I guess.
That's an old person candy, a Whopper.
My dad likes Whoppers, yeah.
Yeah, I think my mom likes Whoppers.
They're just gross. Like, I think they actually have a bad flavor.
It's sort of like it's like a malt ball with just like chocolate coating.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we asked in the comments what the other was. So the other options we got that were not on the poll was anything sour, which I do like a good, you know, Sour Patch Kid.
Disagree. So, okay. I do not like sour candy. It hurts my teeth and I start to sweat. I just don't think sour candy is really my thing.
Okay. Well, someone else said a Mr. Good Bar.
What's that?
That one has peanuts or something in it, right?
Yeah, I think it's just a Hershey bar with peanuts. Then someone else said peanut M&Ms.
Ooh, that is a good one. I love peanut M&Ms. I do think it's an acquired taste, though. I think as a kid, I wouldn't want a peanut M&M. But now, it's like, I would love a peanut M&M. But back in the day, it was like a trading candy. Like, I rather would want a Reese's or a Twix.
So excited that we got to share some spooky stories for the Halloween season. So thanks for everyone who submitted their stories and let us share those.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to give it a like, follow us, and share it with your friends. Share with us your spooky Halloween stories, or tell us what your favorite Halloween candy is and what your opinion is on some of the things we said about Halloween candy.
Once again, I'm Kylie.
I'm Riley.
And I'm Athena.
And this has been
Hey You!